This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for May the 4th, 2022. Osceola County residents have filed a complaint in Florida federal court claiming that by signing the law to dissolve special tax districts, including Reedy Creek Improvement District, Governor Ron DeSantis has violated their rights. The Florida legislature passed the law after the Walt Disney Company opposed the Don't Say Gay bill. Disney's Reedy Creek Improvement District would not be dissolved until June 1st, 2023, but its dissolution would have major effects on Orange and Osceola counties. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the residents in Osceola County who filed the lawsuit argue that they and other taxpayers will have to shoulder Disney's $1 billion in bond debt if Reedy Creek is dissolved. Quote, it is without question that defendant Governor DeSantis is intended to punish Disney for a First Amendment-protected ground of free speech. The lawsuit states, quote, defendant's violation of Disney's First Amendment rights directly results in a violation of the plaintiff's 14th Amendment rights to due process of law. Experts have estimated Disney's bond debt again between $1 and $2 billion, which would likely be transferred to the residents of the local counties, increasing their property taxes by up to $2,200 each. The counties would also take over responsibilities for many of Reedy Creek Improvement District's municipal responsibilities. The lawsuit also states that the Florida Supreme Court has historically allowed taxpayers to challenge threatened wrongful proceedings and claims that under Florida law, groups that aren't technically parties in a contract can sue to enforce it when a breach can injure them. The lawsuit also says Florida lawmakers are threatening to take thousands of jobs from the state. Neither Disney nor the office of Governor DeSantis responded to The Hollywood Reporter's request for comment. Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri tweeted this week that he would be introducing legislation to end the Walt Disney Company's special copyright protections. Hawley stated, for years, Disney has gotten special copyright protections from the federal government, allowing them to charge consumers more. Woke corporations shouldn't get sweetheart deals. I'll introduce legislation this week to end their special protections. Enough is enough. Hawley did not share specifics about what his legislation or what copyright protections he was referring to. And the Walt Disney Company has lobbied, of course, multiple times to extend certain copyright protections so that their intellectual property would not fall into public domain. The Copyright Term Extension Act of 1998 extended corporate copyright protection from 75 to 95 years, keeping Mickey Mouse under Disney's control until at least 2024. These extensions don't just apply to Disney, they apply to all sorts of companies. Texas Congressman Troy E. Nels has begun a campaign to revoke the no-fly zones over Disneyland and Walt Disney World resorts. The politician tweeted that he has sent letters to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the U.S. Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, beseeching them to revoke the special designation. The no-fly zone prevents aircraft from traveling directly over the parks. It's more a thing at Disney World. At Disneyland, I don't know that it's very large. In fact, you'll see plenty of aircraft in the sky when you visit there. But the zones were established in 2003 as a temporary restriction. Congressman Nels argues that since a Disney spokesperson once noted that the zones would prevent aircraft buzzing and banners from being flown over, the argument of security is invalid. He also cited the lack of no-fly zones over neighboring attractions such as Universal Orlando Resort. If we can stop for a moment here. If every governor in the country could stop trying to get 15 minutes of fame by going after these things that have existed forever and are things in some cases that are even granted to other corporations, that would be great. Clearly now, this is not even about what the original argument was. This is now about who can throw their hat into the ring for more publicity and, you know, perhaps a presidential candidacy down the line, right? That's what all this is at this point. It's nothing else. Regardless of your political views, I think it's becoming clear what the situation is at this point. So I don't expect, as much as Reedy Creek has been a roller coaster, I don't expect to see changes with the copyright laws nor the no-fly zones. I highly doubt anything is happening with those. Ashley Carter with Spectrum News 13 has shared video on Twitter of the new Magic Band Plus in action. We, of course, got a hold of the bands when they were accidentally released at Walt Disney World last week, but none of the features are turned on at the parks yet. Carter shared a video of a light moving around the puck of the Magic Band Plus. She also shared a video of how the Magic Band Plus will interact with the golden Fab 50 character statues throughout the resort. The cast member showed the press in the video that they could wave at the example Mickey statue, and when they do, their magic bands light up, and Mickey even spoke to them saying, "Gosh, sure is a nice day." So those features should be coming with Magic Band Plus, which is expected to debut sometime in the next 1 to 2 weeks for all guests. WDW News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to Walt Disney World Resort. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same, and a round trip is just $34 for adults and just $25 for children, two and under ride free. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. Disney has released more information about the grand opening of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot, confirming that the ride will only offer a virtual queue and not standby. The announcement reads, quote, "When Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind opens, a virtual queue will be in place. Guests will need to use the My Disney Experience app to enter the attraction. A standby queue will not be available. Each guest can enter the virtual queue no more than once per day. It'll be available as an individual Lightning Lane purchase as well." Of course it will be. It's unclear if standby will eventually be available in the future, as it has happened with Rise of the Resistance, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, Web Slingers in California. In a few months' time, we will see. But Disney loves this early money grab when the attractions first open. Disney released a TikTok previewing the merchandise for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot, and most of the items harken back to the 1980s Epcot Center merchandise, which is, of course, when Peter Quill first visited the park in the backstory of the attraction. There's Groot and Rocket toys, there's Star-Lord's jacket, a Cosmic Rewind Mix crossbody bag, a rainbow logo shirt. You'll recognize that as that Epcot Center logo shirt where the logo in different colors went across. A water bottle, a blue Epcot t-shirt, a belt bag, and more. And while not featured directly in the video, for a moment you can see merchandise in the background, such as a tank top, a sweater, a photo frame, notebook, and a blanket, and more. Of course, Cosmic Rewind reopens officially on May 27th, but stay tuned. We'll be at the first pass holder previews this Sunday. A new popcorn bucket inspired by the Disney Skyliner and honoring 50 years of Walt Disney World has soared into Epcot. The first Skyliner popcorn bucket was released back in 2020. We found the new one at the World Celebration popcorn kiosk near the Creation Shop for $19. It's a yellow gondola with the windows reflecting the 50th anniversary wrap that was added to some of the real gondolas last year. One side reads, "The World's Most Magical Celebration," against a blue background with a swirl of iridescent magic. And on the smaller side, one of the smaller sides, Mickey and Minnie in their 50th outfits peek out of the window. The other wide window has a large 50 above Chip and Dale. And the fourth side is where the doors of the real gondola would be. So there's plastic doors here. However, though, it does open from the top instead. The strap on it is a Walt Disney World 50th edition with gold and white fireworks. Fantasmic will be returning to Hollywood Studios later this year. When? We don't know. Don't bother asking. They won't tell us. The show will have a new sequence, as previously announced, and Disney has given a little more detail about that. The concept art for the sequence indicated there would be references to Frozen, Moana, and Aladdin, but Disney confirmed it will also feature Mulan, Elsa, Aladdin, Pocahontas, and Moana in heroic moments and new technical enhancements. By the way, the scene, it's fitting that it has Pocahontas in it, because it will replace the old Pocahontas scene, which was a Walt Disney World exclusive when the show debuted in 1998. No details or a time frame has been announced for this either, but Walt Disney World confirmed that the Star Wars Launch Bay at Hollywood Studios will reopen. Star Wars Launch Bay closed in March of 2020 with the rest of Walt Disney World. It only reopened as a relaxation station and later as a walkthrough exhibit of sorts, but the character meet and greets remained closed. But Disney said those meet and greets will return to Launch Bay in the future. Again, no date given. The Bubawamba Family Farm Souvenir Cup is now available at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Disney's Hollywood Studios in honor of today, May the 4th. Souvenir Cup is available at the Milk Stand in Galaxy's Edge with either blue or green milk for $13.49. So pick your poison, folks. Does anyone really like these? I don't know. Features the Bantha logo for Bubawamba Family Farms and the name of the farm in Arbesh. The other side has the Thala Siren, which produces the green milk. The cup is semi-translucent white. Two new Legacy lightsaber hilts have arrived at Dok Ondar's Den of Antiquities for the holiday. Jedi Master Luminara Unduli's saber and Asajj Ventress's Reforged. The Luminara Unduli lightsaber is $159.99. She, of course, first appeared in Attack of the Clones and was in many episodes of the Clone Wars animated series. Like all the legacy lightsabers, the hilt is sold separately, and the 26-inch blade is $45, a 36-inch blade, $50. And Luminara's lightsaber will ignite in green. Then there's the reforged Asajj Ventress lightsaber for $159.99. And opposed to the original Asajj Ventress lightsaber that debuted when the land opened, the hilt is a replica of the saber Ventress forges for herself after being cast out of the Separatist army. Asajj Ventress, of course, is a villain seen primarily in the Clone Wars series, and a blade will ignite burnt yellow and orange. A build-your-own C-Series droid is coming to the Droid Depot in Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios later this month. It actually debuted today at Disneyland Resort, so if you watch Disneyland News today here on the channel, you'll see a bunch of Galaxy's Edge merchandise that isn't here yet. Make sure you watch that on Thursday. But the new style will join the R and BB series droid you can currently build right now. In a surprise debut at Disneyland Resort a few days ago, we got our first look at the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run Wishables, which have now also arrived at Walt Disney World. The series, of course, celebrates the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge attraction, Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. The Wishables are $14.99 each. The open edition plush is Chewbacca. And then in the mystery bag, you'll find either Hondo Onaka, a Porg, the R5-P8 unit, or the Millennium Falcon itself. To celebrate May the 4th, Amorette's Patisserie at Disney Springs is now selling lightsaber-inspired eclairs. They're $8 each, or you can get a box of all five for $32. The lightsabers on top are just white chocolate, but each eclair has a different flavor corresponding to the color. The same dough is used for each. It's light, airy, and baked well, and each eclair has plenty of filling, and they all have different colored rock candy on top. The red eclair is dark chocolate and cayenne. The blue eclair is green tea matcha flavored. Purple is blueberry, raspberry, and cherry. The green eclair is pistachio. And finally, the yellow eclair is pineapple and passion fruit. The review on our website, these are available for a few more days, so you might want to check it out if you want to head over and grab those. Find out which ones you might like. Do you remember Mickey's Birthday Land? I do, because I'm very old. The land opened at the Magic Kingdom in 1988 to celebrate the birth of me. No, I'm joking. To celebrate Mickey's birthday before eventually being turned into Mickey's Starland and then later Mickey's Toontown Fair. You can get nostalgic for the classic land with the new t-shirt that's available at Walt Disney World. We found it at the Majestic Theater in Hollywood Studios. It's an off-white color, and it features Mickey on the front with balloons, stars, streamers, and circus tents around him. He wears a pointed birthday cap, and it reads Mickey's Birthday Land below him. It's $36.99, and I must have one. I used to spend a lot of time as a child with those Duckburg facades that were out there in Birthday Land and Starland. I was a big fan of that area as a kid. Alaska Airlines and Disneyland Resort have joined forces to debut a new aircraft with decorations inspired by Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. The plane shines in space black with the Millennium Falcon on the tail and the TIE fighters across the side. Both the Disneyland and Star Wars Galaxy's Edge logos hover above the windows. This represents Alaska's seventh painted plane for Disneyland Resort. The aircraft is officially named Star Wars Transport to the Disneyland Resort with a tail number of N538AS. The winglets of the plane feature Porgs, who also look back at guests through the windows, and another Porg greets guests at the boarding door. The plane's exterior required 228 gallons of paint applied during 540 work hours over 27 days. And for the painting, 23 base colors were used with numerous custom colors mixed on site for the detailed airbrushing of the spaceships. Star Wars Transport to Disneyland Resort joins the Alaska fleet and will fly throughout Alaska's network. Friendship and Beyond at Disneyland Resort is also still flying. Today, May the 4th, the plane made its inaugural flight from the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport to John Wayne. Indiana University alums and CEO of the Walt Disney Company, Bob Chapek, will speak during the IU Bloomington Undergraduate Commencement Ceremony on May 7, 2022. The university will also award Chapek with an Honorary Doctor of Humane Letters degree during an undergraduate ceremony. I'm not going to say anything about this. I'll leave it to you in the comments to tell us what you think about that news. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. Also, so you don't miss WDW News Tonight, tomorrow night, a very special show, the Sci-Fi Live-In Special, celebrating what I think is the greatest themed restaurant in the history of Disney Parks. It's going to be a fun time. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Very special shout out to all of the wigs watching right now at home. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and may the 4th be with you.
WDW News Tonight is our weekly comedy show combining the news of the week, comedy segments, thoughtful discussions, insane characters, parody commercials, games, and more. Watch live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. and become a Wigs member to get access to a bonus post-show. Watch WDW News Tonight episodes anytime and live on YouTube, or get the audio-only version on iTunes and other podcast services.